I know everybody out there is feeling really ultra sexy right now because you're listening to the Love Ultra Mix. Ja Prince.
Welcome to the Love Ultra Show on the Flavor Radio. Play the sexy R&B music for the people.
Never know. Oh, you never know. We're just getting started right now. Love Ultra Radio, the modern R&B mix show. I am the host. I am the DJ. I am Ja Prince. Salute to everybody who is following us, Love Ultra Radio. We've been doing this for I don't know how many years. We've been doing this for a long time, from before it was a podcast, before it was these video conversations with our artists. We were a mix show broadcast based in Atlanta, Georgia. So the salute to everybody who has been following our journey of just mixing music. And then now having these conversations with some various people. And I'm talking about some really important people in our community. So salute one more time to our special guest. Today is going to be Lynn. I don't think y'all know who I'm talking about. So let's just let that sink in right there. Just let that sink in. My first love. Withdrawals and relapses. Oh, okay. Let's once again, let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. My first love. Maybe it's the way you say it. My first love. Withdrawals and relapses. Some of the problems that we have in our life and our relationship, someone has put together a series. And we have now watched, myself and the co-host here, 4 episodes. Some people had to stop at 2. They couldn't get past the second episode and things were going on. So we said, all right, we got to reach out. Let's see, who do we know in the business? Who do I know in the industry? Then let me make sure that I'm gonna say her name is Lynn. Hello, Miss Lynn. How are you?
Hi, Ja Prince. How are you doing?
I'm good. I know there's a lot of people at the coffee spots, you know, your day job, night job in the DC, Maryland, Baltimore area. Everybody's, hey, what up, Lynn? But for those who don't know you yet. So how would you introduce yourself? Artist, vocalist, singer, actress, Lynn?
All of the above, actually. I'm going to tell you a little secret. I started taking vocal lessons recently, so I'm adding that to my repertoire. Okay. Nice. But yeah, all of the above. Artist, lover of the arts, really.
Lover of the arts. Now, are we going to say, well, I was doing this when I was in grade school, or, you know, when did you figure out, like, no, I'm probably good at this?
Oh, that's a separate question. So I used art my whole life, since I can remember, for therapeutic reasons. So for me to monetize it now was like a recent decision. Like within the last 4 years, I said, I'm going to do what I love.
And to be disciplined, again, means some people born with a skill, some have to refine it. Schooling, right?
Right. So I've always been a writer. So that's what I really am. I'm a writer first. Acting was something I always wanted to do. So I went to school for it. So I'm in school in theater college for it.
I like it. I like it. And there's some that's going to say, no, unless it's Juilliard, you know, like that maybe you're not as serious. But you've seen all the scales and, you know, let people know that, nah, as long as you're passionate and you're following through, it doesn't matter where you go.
Consistency is key in everything and all that you do. And really all that matters is what you want to do, and what you want to do matters. And you can do that anywhere.
I like it. You can get it anywhere. I'm right here. Love Ultra Radio. I'm going to say it again. We're having a truversation. It's not a conversation. It's not an interview either, but salute to everybody who is watching you that have watched your journey. What has been the most surprise? We didn't get to my first love yet, but this art thing. This thing that you get to express yourself. What has been, you get some good feedback, some people saying, man, you better stick to being an accountant. Like, what is part of that energy that you got to navigate?
Not much, really. I get a lot of love and support from my art. As you know, from the cruise, that's how I know you from. That's where I first introduced my art globally. Thank God for Damian Marley and his platform.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody loved it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this.
All right. All right. There we go. Let me take it right there. This young lady right here, ladies and gentlemen, was on a cruise ship, not the first or the second or the third. Just real briefly, I met you based on your energy, whether you knew that magnetism, because somebody was like, nah, like her partner, her friend, you know, her shipmate. Y'all were winning. And I had to put it like that. Y'all was winning this competition about being having the best dressed door on a cruise ship. Explain a little more about that.
So welcome to Jamrock Reggae Cruise 2017 was my first time on the cruise. My girlfriend, she paid for my trip. And that was my first time ever going back to my home country, Jamaica. And she paid for it. And she told me, she said, you know, there is a, she'll never admit to this, but she said, you know, there's a door competition, because she had been before. Mm. And she's like, I want to do it. And I was like, okay. So I heard her say that. And I was like, okay, I love decorating. Why not? So we did it. And we got second place. And she was so happy. And I was like, no, I need first.
More.
And so I said, I want to know what they did that I didn't do. So I went to the first door winner, beautiful door. And I said, I got it. Inclusivity. They included like all the islands.
Right.
Everybody on the boat was represented by their door. And I said, that's what I have to do. And that's what I did.
I like it. I like it. And like you said, not just kind of being artistic. Let me just use that very broad word. Like you said, you found out there's some things that you can do to improve, not just for the competition, but then to express yourself. Exactly. So for those who haven't seen just a little bit of that, the ideas that came into you, how did you guys fit so many things in a suitcase to carry on a ship?
Oh my God, Prince, if I tell you the stories, okay? Oh man, Amazon, Bezos was a friend. All I did was just order Amazon boxes, and they live in Florida now anyway. So I just shipped everything there, packed the Uber, and we just shipped it all on the boat.
I like it. And are we now going to claim it was 3 straight years of winning?
I'm claiming 3 because second place was big for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to claim my second place, but I'm definitely going to claim the first. The first were my heavy ones.
I like it. I like it. And like you said, going through this thing where you get to express yourself on stage. And of course, we're talking about pre-pandemic. And that is obviously around the entire world. There are many people who are right at their prime. They were like, nah, I was about to be on Broadway. Well, kind of off Broadway. But I was about to be on Broadway and I graduated and certain things stopped. So explain it to some of your castmates through that journey of learning and refining acting skills. A little bit of a setback or I'm all right.
I'm all right. We thank God. But, you know, I can see how that affected a lot of people and their work. But one thing I know about the art scene is we're very resilient. And even though we were down for like maybe a couple weeks, people started doing plays and theater via Zoom, you know, and I was a part of that transition into online theater. Right. So there's always ways to come out of something if you're really passionate about it.
I like it. I like it. And stay focused. And then now maybe surround yourself with some new friends and family. How did you find M. Lewis Music, or how did they find you?
How did that work? So the DC art scene, I live in Maryland. Hey, Isla, how are you, babe? That's my shipmate, Isla I. Hi, sis. I'm a poet, like I said, and M. Lewis, or Lewis is what I call him. He's a singer. He's a performer, all around performer. And at Hyattsville Busboys and Poets, one day I saw him performing, you know, did my Snapchat. I was like, oh, he's cool. Started following on Instagram, and that was it, really. I just went to his shows and just I was a fan first for him, a fan first, and I just always followed him.
All right. And did you believe at that time he kind of heard of you, knew you some way?
That's a good one. Lewis and I knew of each other, definitely. We weren't close, but we knew of each other. He had an audition and he set up an audition, and he and the other assistant director did it. And I just went and they loved it. And I said, wow, this is great. Dream come true.
Right. Right. How many months would you claim? How long has this been my first love in production? This is years of painstaking script writing.
So, you know, I don't know how long it took Lewis to write it. I'm pretty sure it took time. But the direction and him, it was literally all of 2019. We started filming, don't make me lie, June, July.
Nice.
And I believe he was done before fall. So it took him like a couple months, like the summer, to do everything.
I like it. I like it. I want to make sure people understand what's going on. There's some brace yourself, fellas. There's going to be some pretty people on the stage. There you go.
There we go.
There we go. My first love, withdrawals and relapses. And that's what I want to know right now. Miss Lynn, I guess right now, maybe what drew you to this? Because you could have said no. You could have said, I don't do love stories or comedies or something like that. So what made you say yes to this?
That's really funny you say that. So that year, which was last year, I was graduating with one of my first degrees and I was auditioning for a bunch of different things. So Lewis's film wasn't the only thing I auditioned for. And I was in a production right before I got into that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go into musicals. And I was just going to go to my college and do like their summer program. That's what I was going to do. And then he had the audition. And I was like, film. I've never been filmed before. I'm always on stage. Film. So I just kind of picked it.
Okay. I like it right there. And difficulty meshing with the cast. I ain't going to say good and bad. We ain't see you on the screen yet. Episode 4 just passed. But the cast looked like everybody kind of synced. Like, I thought some of these people really in love.
That's what you call good acting. I'm telling you, there are some cast members on there that don't identify with their sexuality and they're doing amazing. Okay. So it's just the vibes. Lewis knew what he was doing when he casted who he casted. Mm-hmm. And we're all from the DC art scene. So we actually kind of all know each other. Mm-hmm. Some of us are new, like the Dacia character, China Tierra. She's newer to the scene. She just moved to our area and she just kind of fit in just like that.
Nice. I mean, she did the snap. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, watching the first couple episodes, explain again, since you are really, you know, a performer on stage, especially when it comes to this. What's all this for some of my men friend who I ain't never been? I don't know what all that. What's that?
It's the energy. Whenever you're feeling something, you hear something that you like, just give a little snap. You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling that. That was good.
Okay. Now, there are people who have just now watched 1, 2, 3, and 4 episodes. How many are there? Are you able to tell us, like, I don't know how long this is going to be?
You know what? I'm actually, how can I?
It's long. Now, don't get in trouble.
You know, there aren't a million for the first season now. There's going to be second, third, and fourth. You know what I mean? He's going to keep going. But the story is getting hot. I'm going to say now, episode 5, I highly recommend you to watch all 4 and definitely tune in next week. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
I believe there's a, I don't know why. Let me say anything.
That's it. Appreciate it. See, PR, she got her whole thing down pat. Don't get in trouble. We've been watching live also. Now, the web series is on YouTube, and you have to go to where? M. Lewis Music, his YouTube channel.
So his YouTube channel is M. Lewis Music Presents, and he has the My First Love videos up there, episodes 1 to 4, and all the teasers and the trailers that he put up.
I gotcha. So, and at that point, there wasn't enough to understand during episode 1 or before the teasers. I didn't know what was going to go on. I thought it was going to be like a little confessional. You know what I'm saying? I was going to find out about Lynn. She was about to tell me what happened on the ship. But no, this was an actually well-scripted, well-acted,
beautiful
production.
Yeah, he's telling a story that I'm so glad that he's telling. What he's telling is literally what happens before, during, and after poetry shows. No lie. Intense, right? I know. If only you knew, brother.
Right. So, right. There are stories, true life stories, that are presented on stage in the poetry scene. And it gets real. So for those not being, you know, spoiler, after you've watched it, maybe after episode 2, you like, I know somebody like that. I really do know somebody like that.
Yes, especially the people that are on stage performing. That part's always funny. Like, oh yeah, there's a poet like that, or there's a singer who sounds like that, or there's a guy who texted me and wouldn't leave me alone. All that.
Right. All right. So we have some actors there and some actors and some actresses. How do you feel about that? Is there a gender when you say, well, no, you're an actress? You're like, no, I'm an actor. Is there a male dominated? Is there a pronoun? Should we get rid of You're just an actor. No, she's an actress.
So there's going to be different people have different philosophies on that. I am an actress. That is a female actor. So that is what I, you know, I'm going to say. There's people who say actor, and that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. It's a profession. I like it. Yes, for sure. Salute to everybody. What's up, Crystal? She's watching us right now. Salute to everybody. Facebook, YouTube, and on the Twitch. And salute to everybody who's going to be watching this. All they have to do, listening to the podcast in the archive, is look on iTunes, Google Play, all these other platforms streaming, especially Spotify. They just search for My First Love, Love Ultra Radio, Lynn, L-Y-N-N. So give them a little bit more about the Lynn. Did you say, like, I want it kind of really, 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 really close to my name? Or how did that work out?
That's funny you asked that. So I was surprised when Lewis gave me the script and it said Lynette Lattimore, because my previous name, I was divorced. So my first name was Lamoth, and that's how he knew me. So when I saw, like, my name is Lloydette Lamoth, Lynette Lattimore, I said, oh, this is going to be cute. And yeah, it was actually perfect. And the character, she's phenomenal. I am in love with Lynn. I auditioned for Dacia, and I'm so glad that China Tierra did that one, because she's killing it. I'm a Lynn.
That's right. Dacia is going to get a lot of problems. I mean that in a good way. She's going to get a lot of friends. There's a lot of girlfriends that are going to gravitate to her. If you haven't seen it, she's the one, right? Explain energy while recording. Did you guys get to joke over it? Be like, yo, she is killing it.
We were each other's support system the whole entire time, with the selfies and the videos while they're recording, just to show them afterwards. We really were uplifting each other and telling each other, like, say the line this way, or maybe you should try it this way, or just giving encouragement. Because there's some people, surprising, this was their first time acting. I don't know if they want me to say it, but they did. Like, I believe Crystal, which is Eunice.
Yes.
She was phenomenal. And I believe it was her first time.
I like it. I like it. For those who are watching, is giving us the stories from the beginning of My First Love, withdrawals and relapses. That's where I want to go right now. What is the withdrawal and what's the do we all go through these withdrawals?
Yeah. So Lewis's story is surrounded about his love life and his just life as an artist and a 9-to-5 man. And he had a breakup with Brené, and he goes into it in the first episode a little bit over the voiceover, and then he shows Eunice and just he's moved on with Eunice. Brené comes back and Lewis is going through a little withdrawal. He's singing about her on stage, he's thinking about her, but he also has Eunice too, not Crystal, Eunice as well. So he's kind of like in between, like, oh, I really want this one, but oh my God, I might relapse and go back to this one. And it's a whole thing.
All right. That's what I want to know right now. One of the funnier jokes, I'm just going to pick out a couple there, is talking about the name Eunice and the acting of Eunice. And oh, look at the dress she wearing. And when the ladies is on the phone and they talking about what I'm about to do to him, and he about to go, I'm going to sit up front. How much of that is, that's real life. Women do talk about that.
Yes, we definitely do. My shipmate, Isla, that's all we do. We only see each other once a year. So whenever we get back together, that's all it is. On the phone, in the cabin, like, did you see him on stage? Oh, he was amazing. And, oh, girl, I want him. It's a thing, but it's so fun.
It is. Is it telling too much of the story? Are men going to be watching and be like, oh, she played me. Oh, that's why. Yeah, come on, sis.
I don't ever think it's too much. I believe that it's super relatable. And they'll look at it instead and be like, you know what? I'm so glad that my story is being told globally, because I'd be thinking I'm the only one. And then, you know, you're not the only one.
I got you. I'm going to hold on, take 1 second right here. If you haven't watched the episode, this might be a lot.
Oh, we're going to go. Okay, let me get mine. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people not going to get that. They're going to get it after they watch. We have a live interview right now. Her name is Lynn. She is not in episode 1, 2, 3, or 4. But ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your seat. What are we going to be seeing in the future? Just like in general, like what you going to do, Len? What you going to do?
Okay, I'll tell you a little bit. All right. So Len is, I'll say she's very different from everybody else. Len is a CPA accountant. And she grew up wealthy. She grew up affluent. So she, the scene, the art scene, it's kind of like, oh, this is cool. This is a Black life that I don't know. So it's new for her. She does have a love interest on the show, and she does have a best friend on the show. And that's what I'll say.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I like that. I like that. That was something I did not see. I didn't see the connection at the time. Like, yo, how brothers and sisters talk? Like, for real? Come on, Lewis. You talk to your sister?
You and Selective Princess don't talk like that?
Funny you ask. Big up Selective Princess, no matter where you are in the world.
Selective Princess.
Shipmates, welcome to Jam Rock Reggae Cruise.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So does the sister call the brother? Brother got to put the sister in check? Like, you've been doing too much. Slow down.
A little much, Dossie. You need to calm it down. And he knows that's the relationship, and she knows that's the relationship, and they're both okay with it, and they both love it.
Okay. So some other connection, somebody else knows somebody else that's going to meet Len in a... Okay.
Yeah. I can't wait. You guys see what happens. It's total, like a total twister. Won't even remember, but
I like it. So much is going on. Again, we just want to congratulate you on being a good spirited person. Just ladies and gentlemen, the little smile you see in here, it's a big smile when she's on that cruise. It's a good look. And again, just positive energy. And like you said, the future, because we didn't know the pandemic, because I expected we might be having to see this on stage live, just, you know, a little spinoff. What is the future after we finish with the first season?
I would love for him to take this to the stage. I really believe. I mean, film is amazing. Film is great. But just his live performances are just amazing to see. And then for people to experience those performances at an open mic live would change the game for him. So we'll see what he does. But nice. Lewis, take it to the stage.
I'm going to throw it in there. Yeah, Lewis, that's my vote right there. I'm going to give you credit. Lewis, obviously, I'm sorry, for the music that we're hearing.
Gorgeous. That's him. That's awesome. Lewis. Can you believe it? Such talent, such wonderful talent.
Like it. So if there was another avenue to obviously get your music scored in a production, why don't you do the production? I don't know if I just let out the secret. I'm just, Lewis, don't do that.
That is so genius. You're smart. Yes, Isla, exactly. Kudos to him. Very smart.
That's what's up. So salute again one more time. We're about to get ready. And for those who haven't seen it, what's the day? What's the time? I want to chat with you guys live when the show is airing. Do they see My First Love, Withdrawals and Relapses?
My First Love, Withdrawals and Relapses, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Central Time in the U.S. If you follow the page at My First Love, the series, it tells you where to go. It's on YouTube. M. Lewis Music Presents.
All right. M. Lewis Music Presents. There's some questions that we always got to ask somebody. We're going to be hanging around here for a minute. But like I said, it's a true versation. There's things that you like. I know. Okay. You like that. You know what I'm saying? But then there's things that you love. Okay. Let's narrow it down. But Len, what is the thing that you love ultra? What's that ultimate love? What do you love ultra?
Wow. And this is anything.
Anything.
Okay. I love the Caribbean. I love the culture. I love my country, Jamaica. That's what I love.
That's that ultimate love.
That's really it. I love, that's what I want to do. My work, I'm a social worker as well. And I want to go back home and like set up programs. Like all of this is really for that.
Never a wrong answer. Never. Now discussed all the things that we can covering my first love for now. So it looks like I'm gonna put in a pitch. I want the cast. You know what I'm saying? We ain't get a couple others, but I want the cast. I'm gonna
say perfect.
I'm gonna say that for the end, and we're gonna work with your platform again. How do they find you, especially on Facebook, your public Facebook for Lynn, this character, or all the things that you're doing in the future?
So I have a personal page, which is really not personal, and my artist page. Both of them are Lloydette Thompson Taylor. Lloyd, Lloydette Thompson Taylor. That's my Facebook. And for my Instagram, it is asme, A-S-M-E, Lloydette, Lloydette. Yeah.
I like it. I like it. And again, there must be some fly swimming around here. There are certain things in politics that sometimes we don't want to mesh into our artistic. If that makes sense, right? Keep that over there. Don't talk about, I'm trying to act here. Or must you actually put some of the social things going on in our society and our community into your art?
I believe art... I hope nobody kills me, but my personal opinion is art is the number one form of expression to get messages out, period. That's what I believe. And I was in a production last year. It was called Pussy Riot. And it was based off of the political activist group in Russia. And it told the stories of the incarcerated women. I was one of them. And I didn't know much about Russia or any of that, but just being in that film just opened my eyes to so much. And what Lewis is doing here, especially in the highlight of what's going on in our country and around the world, he's shedding light on Black love, Black positive love, Black positive experiences. And I believe that's really important. All
right. I appreciate it. There is no wrong answer. One more time.
Listen. Okay.
For those who don't know about the warm whiskey and ginger ale, that's a whole nother episode.
I'm trying to think if I drank that one night. I believe I was out. I think we did. Me and Yeoman, that is my friend. Lee Rogers is what his name is. And we went out, and I really believe that we had a warm whiskey and ginger.
Okay. So the drink of tonight's Truversation with Miss Lynn will be the warm ginger. I know that's not in the yet, but yes, for those who don't know. That's what we're going to do. Salute to Crystal and Chantel, who've been rocking with us. And
God, I love, sis. How
you
are
know what
you?
It is.
Thank you for tuning in. You know period. What it is.
They understand what it is. And yes, we'll be seeing you on the cruise again. Yeah.
I'm definitely booked. Oh, you already know I'm booked. I got to come back and another door. But let's pray that things are okay. You know?
Exactly. It's not just about wishing and hoping and praying. Let's make it happen. We are the ones that make it happen. So we're just enjoying this Truversation right here. There's a lot of bit of music that we're going to bring back, and we're going to cover a couple of more of the episodes. We're going to let it bubble out a little bit more, and we're going to be watching on the YouTube when it premieres on Wednesdays at what time?
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S.
I like it. Salute to everybody. This was just a quick Truversation with Miss Lynn. One more time, is there anything that you guys say? You know, you got a lot. How would you enjoy your evening if you weren't here with us at Love Ultra Radio?
Oh, hold on. Beautiful question. With my children, I have two children, Hannah and Noah, and I would be with them watching, I don't know, Peppa Pig or something.
There you go. Only parents would know that. That's what's up.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, Lynn. Have a very good evening, young lady.
Thank you so much. Everybody, tune in every Wednesday night. M. Lewis Music presents My First Love.